there are even fewer certainties.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Besides death and taxes, one of the few constants in this country is Americans spending a little more than last year. It's happened for at least 30 years now. As bad as last year was, retail sales actually rose 1.5%. But this year could be the year the shopping died. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
Retailers should brace themselves for what could be the worst shopping year in a generation. The National Retail Federation is forecasting that total retail sales, excluding restaurants, gasoline, and cars, will actually fall by 0.5% this year. That's right, in real terms, Americans will consume less. There are lots of reasons. Consumers are snapping their wallets shut, declining home values, a depressed stock market, but the biggest is trouble in the job market. In the last few days, there have been thousands of new layoffs, and the unemployment rate is expected to climb above 8%. And as dismal as these projections are, they could be worse. The Retail Federation's forecast assumes that Congress will pass Obama's massive stimulus plan, and that by the end of this year, the economy will be growing again. Without that boost, sales could fall even further. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Another government bailout was announced today. Japanese state banks will buy shares in non-financial companies to help keep them afloat and prevent job losses. The goal is to help small and medium-sized businesses. The total value of the package, $17 billion. And so the Nikkei had a huge day, a 5% gain in Japanese stocks. European shares are actually down a fraction so far. Yesterday, the Dow gained 38 points, about 0.5% to 8116. The NASDAQ added 12 points to 1489, and the S&P 500 climbed 4. Yahoo's stock price is down 50% in the last year. If it wasn't for the possibility that Microsoft might still buy the company, shares would probably be down a lot more. Today, Yahoo reports its latest profit numbers, and we might find out what the new CEO has in mind. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from our innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
Just 2 weeks on the job, Yahoo's new CEO, Carol Bartz, is taking over a company that's had its ad revenue slashed by the recession. It's frozen annual pay increases and last month laid off 1,500 workers. Bartz could announce more changes later today. Consultant Charlene Lee with the Altimeter Group says Bartz has got to capitalize on Yahoo's search business.
Is this an asset to move forward with? Is it something that could get the shareholders more money? Her predisposition going in, and she said this, is to keep the search business. She cannot imagine Yahoo building a successful business without it.
Last year, Microsoft offered to buy Yahoo, mostly for its search business, but Yahoo botched the merger. The company remains one of the top internet destinations. Keeping those users and making money off them may be Yahoo's biggest challenge. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing, constantcontact.com. And by the Repossessing Virtue Project. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
Over the weekend, voters in Bolivia approved a new constitution. It calls for redistributing land so that Bolivia's indigenous people have more of it. But there's strong opposition to that idea in the most capitalistic parts of Bolivia, places where President Evo Morales isn't welcome. Those areas just happen to be where the natural resources are. Morales outlawed biofuel production, but as I said, there's strong opposition in those parts. We have this report from Annie Murphy.
The soy plantations of Santa Cruz are dusty and sweltering hot. 30 years ago, this was all jungle. Now, tractors harvest mile upon mile of soybean fields. But truck drivers like Herman Justiniano were having trouble getting the soy to market this season because of a fuel shortage in Bolivia.
We've got a big problem with diesel, don't we? There isn't any. And it's really hurting the agriculture industry.
Some farmers have suggested using those same soybeans to make biofuel. That's what other South American countries are doing to solve their energy shortages. But right now, using food to produce fuel is illegal in Bolivia. Juan Pablo Ramos is Bolivia's Vice Minister of Environmental Affairs. He says his government is taking a stand against biofuel because it cuts into food supplies and harms the environment. That doesn't faze entrepreneur Mario Moreno. His company makes biofuel on a small scale, and it's used only as an additive in fertilizers and pesticides. Or at least that's what he tells the government. Inside his office, Moreno pulls out a jug of biodiesel made from soy. He says the thick, golden liquid is perfect for running car engines and farm machinery.
Instead of crying and standing in line for gas, we need solutions. The way out of this fuel shortage is already in our hands.
Like Moreno, many farmers are getting fed up, so they're banding together and planning to use some of their crops for biofuel. Environmental Minister Ramos says that will lead to a direct confrontation with the law. Meanwhile, gasoline shortages continue nationwide, and the soybeans that some believe could be the answer sit in the sun and slowly rot, waiting until truckers find more fuel. From Santa Cruz, Bolivia, this is Annie Murphy for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.